Nito, and Pokemon. Gotta catch 'em all. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from Fidelity Bank, Goodwill Industries of Kansas, and listeners like you.
Coming up, the augmented reality game Pokemon Go brings players together in the real world.
I mainly got into the game specifically for the social aspect, because it's a good excuse to get out and socialize and walk around downtown for a bit.
But first, the latest craze among kids and teenagers is a squeezable, squishable, goop-filled blob toy known as a Nito. The colorful stress relievers are selling out everywhere, as Jennifer Anima reports.
No, this is the one I like.
No, I like this one.
Makes water nice.
They're called squishies, and they come in all different sizes, shapes, colors, and textures. The popular brand Nito has reached peak viral status with help from social media trends like TikTok Nito hunts, squishy ratings, and fidget trading boards. People of all ages love the squishable stress relievers, and now they're really hard to find. Gwen Ottenberg is owner of Imagine That Toys in Northeast Wichita.
Thank you so much.
She says manufacturers are struggling to keep up with demand.
Nito has been at factory capacity for the past 3 years, and the factories couldn't keep up before, now they really can't keep up. People think they need it, they need all of it, they need to get every piece they can get, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Nito's manufacturer, Schilling, is directing online customers to retailers like Amazon, Walmart, and local toy stores. But those local stores are now limiting how many squishies each customer can buy, which is creating a new collector's market. 21-year-old Malia Kavan was shopping recently for the viral coconut oil squishy. She gives the squishy trend until the end of the year before something new takes over.
I hope that the craze kind of dies down a little bit because the price is literally tripled. They used to be like $8, now they're like over $30.
She's right. Products that once ranged from $2 to $20 are selling on Amazon, eBay, and other sites for nearly $50 each. To help with the demand and crowd control, Ottenberg is trying a different tactic.
So Nito has probably 20, 25 styles. We will do one per day, start it in the morning, and then we'll put a little bit out all day long so somebody can't come in and clear all the shelves and we're out of Nito in a couple minutes.
Sensory toys and collectibles have been popular for ages, Ottenberg says. You probably remember fidget spinners, stress balls, snap bands, and even Beanie Babies. Holding and squeezing a fidget toy can improve concentration and relieve stress. Wichita's Westlink Library has embraced a trend, offering a sensory room with a textured wheel, jellyfish lights, and fidgets. Since the library reopened last year, the room has been reserved 341 times. When it's available, people can also enjoy it on a walk-in basis. Library officials say the specialized room is unique to Westlink, but other branches are adding sensory items to their collections. Ottenberg says the squishy toy trend will likely grow, with new items expected to come out later this year. For now, she and her employees try to help kids find their perfect squishy match. Nora Barnett says her ideal squishy has to make a little bit of noise and be light and watery.
I like when, like, you squish it. It sometimes it makes noises, and I like that. And it kind of calms me sometimes. When I'm stressed out, I will just, like, squeeze it.
For The Range, I'm Jennifer Anima.
There's more of Jennifer's story on fidget toys at KMUW.org. The Pokemon franchise celebrates its 30th anniversary this year, and it's the 10th anniversary of an app that lets you catch those cute critters in the real world. For this month's Culture Pop, we Pokemon Go with Hugo Fan to learn more.
If you walk around Old Town most weekends, you see a number of things. Farmers markets, cops on horses, and maybe a group of people roaming around on their phones. They are playing Pokemon Go, an augmented reality mobile game that creates a digital map of the real world and fills it with creatures from the beloved franchise. Players are encouraged to explore their surroundings to catch, battle, and level up their Pokemon.
You know, in Wichita specifically, we have, you know, our downtown areas, you know, Delano, that are fun to catch.
That's John Lee. He's been playing Pokemon Go off and on since it began a decade ago and enjoys the player versus player aspect of the game.
Just go out to the areas that are busy in the game, lots of stops, and you know, during those events, you'll may see a bunch of people walking around too, and it may be a good way for you to meet strangers and you know, hang out for a similar interest in the game.
Markota Combs organizes a group of people that meets every Wednesday evening at Riverside Park. They are there to participate in an aspect of the game called Raids, where a large Pokemon character may require a group of people to take it down.
So we'll take usually about anywhere from four to 20 players, just depending on how many show up. The more players, the better, the easier, and we'll just try to take it down as quick as we can, move on to the next one, see if we get any shinies, see if we get any perfect scored ones, anything like that.
Another opportunity for players to meet up is Community Day, which happens once a month. For August, players are given a 1 in 20 shot at catching a shiny Nickit, a cute maroon fox with a mopey face whose limited edition variant makes it look like a sleek silver raccoon. Cody Cooper, who also goes by Absol Tamer Cody, explains.
Community Day is a regular staple, so the main area for Wichita is right here down in front of the Museum of World Treasures, and it's gotten to the point where we don't even have to make a schedule or a meeting per se. We know to come here, and everybody meets up if they want to. But if you want to do some raids, do some trading, it's good to have a bunch of people here playing the game as well.
After 10 years, Pokemon Go still has its devoted fans, and there's so much more they can do now than they could then. Players can follow routes to pick up rare items, gather to fight gigantic Pokemon to add them to their collections, and hunt an ever-growing list of shiny critters. Regardless of all the new features, for Cody Cooper, one aspect of the game has remained after a decade.
But I mainly got into the game specifically for the social aspect, because it's a good excuse to get out and socialize and walk around downtown for a bit, basically.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fan.
We explore the latest trends in Wichita every month on Culture Pop with Hugo Fan. You can find more of Hugo's story at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on karma. I took a spill during my morning walk recently. I banged up my arm, scraped my knee, and damaged a fingernail in a manner way beyond ruining a manicure. I'm otherwise okay, thankfully. The worst part, other than that nail, is the stupid reason for my fall. During my walks, I like to greet the other walkers and cyclists I pass along the river. I smile and say good morning, and they usually smile back. This particular morning, when I greeted a man on his bike, he said nothing, just scowled and kept riding. So I turned to scowl back at him, and that's when I tripped. Turns out, matching someone else's bad mood only puts you off balance, mentally and physically, and serves nothing. Better to choose peace and walk on. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.